different way of greeting.
Hi, how are you?
I suppose it's an older person.
I guess the same.
When you run into, say, somebody that you know pretty well on campus, what would you say?
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, I suppose somebody's trouble, you got a lot on the minute, and you say, oh, everything's going to come out all right then.
Don't worry.
When old people get so that their joints are kind of stiff and it hurts more to move, you say they never touch it.
Rheumatism, arthritis.
Is any different?
Seems like there is, but I don't know what it is.
Okay, which one do they use in commercials and advertising?
Arthritis.
Would your grandparents have more?
Arthritis.
There's a disease that used to be fatal for children, and now they have shots against it. It has a very sore throat and blisters on the inside of the throat, and children sort of choke on it. It's pretty hard. Remember that
song? Whooping cough?
It's bad enough, because I had it.
Scarlet fever?
I had that too, but I just heard that back
here. Strep throat?
Worse than the strep throat. They have a shit test for me.
Tuberculosis?
Okay, wonderful disease. The one that begins
diphtheria.
A disease that makes you turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Have you heard of people call that anything? I'll ask your pronunciation of
it. No.
How did that go?
Think of it.
Hepatitis. You have your appendix taken out, and you said you have an attack of
appendicitis.
Do you know any old fashioned terms for that? Big bad of it?
No.
If you eat something that didn't agree with you and you couldn't keep it down, you said you had to
vomit.
What's a more polite term that you might use?
Throw out, regurgitate.
What about a really crude term for?
Puke.
Anything else? Or jacket?
Heave.
Anything else?
No.
Is it throw out a little more like in the mind?
I don't see what makes any difference.
Suppose a person vomited, you say they were sick.
At the stomach.